What's good, everybody? It's your boy, It's OD. And this is another episode of It's OD Comedy Radio, where I try to give life advice as I go to pick up my wife. Today, I want to touch upon the topic of gossip. Gossip, gossip. Everybody, gossip. And as you may or may not know, if you're following the news, which I am not, I have just heard this from other friends and whatnot, and they gave me the 411 on what's going on. But if you haven't heard, there's, I think if he's not already a judge in the Supreme Court, he is going to be a Supreme Court judge. But this is about Kavanaugh, or whatever his name is. He's pretty much in a scandal right now from something that happened years ago of him potentially sexually abusing somebody. And from what I heard, and this is just my honest opinion without doing any research at all, kind of just sounds like people are gossiping and just using whatever they can to get this guy out of the Supreme Court justice system. Seems like somebody does not want him in there. And so I wanted to talk today about gossip, because this is kind of a form of that, just in a more professional and adult fashion. So I want to talk about gossip, why you shouldn't gossip, how to avoid it, and what to do if you're already in the middle of it. So, let me tell you why you shouldn't gossip. For one, if you're gossiping about someone or anybody, and here, let me give you, first of all, let me mention and tell you my definition of gossip. My definition of gossip is sharing personal information about somebody that you have no 100% fact about. It's not fact checked. You just kind of heard it either in passing or someone just kind of said it because they heard it from someone else. That's my definition of gossip. And so the reason why I bring up this whole Kavanaugh or whatever his name is because I feel like this whole case is pretty much a form of gossip, because it's something that happened years ago. And now it's barely coming up because this man is about to be appointed, if not already appointed, as a judge in the Supreme Court. And really, there's a lot of convincing true or convincing arguments on both ends. And really, just to summarize this whole mess of what I've heard, it's just, and even what I'm saying right now is gossip, so, sort of, but I just want to bring it up because it's what's most relevant right now and what's trending, and from what I've heard, and I'm not trying to tell the whole story of what's going on right now, because I don't really even know 100% of what's going on in this thing, but that, from what I gathered, is just, it's unnecessary for this to come up the way that it did. But unfortunately, it did. And this guy is, unfortunately, pretty much going to be known for this whole situation, unfortunately. But you don't want to gossip because, one, whatever you're saying or talking about a person in general, let's say if you're slandering somebody in gossip, you're saying, oh, did you hear what this person did? Oh, yeah, they sexually assaulted somebody. What a scumbag. This and that, blah, blah, blah. And not really even knowing if it's 100% truth. The other person that you're gossiping to, or you're talking to this person about somebody else, there's a good chance that that person's going to feel a similar way towards you. Pretty much saying that, well, this person's telling this other person's business. I don't think I can trust this person with my own business. So I'm going to be very careful with that person. So another way of saying, not only are you going to be seen as an unreliable source, you're just going to be seen as a negative person. Now, that's why you shouldn't. How to avoid it is pretty easy. You just, if you start hearing somebody talk about somebody else's business, walk away. stop them from talking, do whatever you can to get out of the situation. Now, if you're already in the middle of a gossip, what you need to do is, and if it's about you, especially if people are spreading rumors about you, you really can't do anything about that, because regardless of what you do, people aren't going to believe what you say. They're going to believe what they heard. And the best thing that I can say right now, what you can do is just keep on living your life, for one. And for two, be careful on how you live your life. And that's a really crappy thing to do, but unfortunately, that's what you need to do. If you aren't that kind of person that that people are saying that you are, if you know what I mean by that, hopefully you do, then do the exact opposite. If people are spreading rumors that you are sleeping around, or if you are doing drugs, if you're doing this, if you're doing that, then do the complete opposite of that. Don't do drugs, don't sleep around, stick to things that pretty much aren't gonna make it seem like you're in that kind of crowd. So hang out with the right people, do the right things, and you should be a-okay. But as far as trying to prove your innocence, you can do your best, but at the end of the day, unfortunately, it's futile, because people have already made their own assumptions in their mind about you. Hope you found this information very valuable about gossip, and if you did, please make sure to share this with your friends and family. If you're on Anchor, please leave a review or a message, call in any question, comments, concerns. I'll make sure to add it to the next episode. If you're not on Anchor, you should be. But if you're not, please leave a review in your favorite podcast provider. Let me know how I'm doing, whether it's a good review or a bad review. Would love to hear from you either way. Will definitely help me in making better episodes. So thank you so much for stopping on by. I appreciate you guys. Hope to see you tomorrow. Well, actually, I hope you tune in tomorrow, because I'm not going to see you, because I'm on my phone speaking to the air. Hope you tune in tomorrow. Thank you. And as always, I love you. Peace. God bless.